Mr. Pasalia was involved in highly organised dogfighting with other like-minded individuals across the country. He was keeping and training dogs for fighting, as well as selling them. And he would actively put dogs into what's called a keep, which is a training regime, building up to a fight, and arrange fights with other people and fight his dogs for money. Some of the paraphernalia that's used to train dogs for fighting includes treadmills that are adapted for dogs, as well as things like flirt poles and performance-enhancing steroids and mineral supplements. These all form part of what is the keep, which builds the dog up to a fight weight, much the same as a boxer. The dog has to reach a fight weight for the day in question. Otherwise, he runs the risk of forfeiting the match. Year on year, the complaints into the RSPCA increase of people involved, not just in dog fighting, but other forms of animal fighting. Particularly Lancashire and Greater Manchester are in the top 10 reported areas in the country. And some of this is down to public awareness. A lot of the people within this area see things that they're suspicious of, and they will report it now, and clearly the RSPCA will investigate it, and because we want to catch more people like Mr. Pasalia to bring him to court. I think the sentencing was the maximum that the court could give. I think that on its own sends a clear message out to people involved in this sort of activity that the courts will take it seriously, and you can expect to go to prison if you're caught doing it.